So today we're going to cover two related topics. The first is key fraudulent transfer cases out of the Fifth Circuit and elsewhere, and then some unique issues in connection with cross-border litigation, including service of process and extraterritoriality. We're going to split the duties. I'm going to address the fraudulent transfer cases first, and then Jermaine will cover the cross-border cases. Obviously, we're not going to be able to talk about every single case that's in our materials, but I do recommend you take a look at the materials. There's some very good cases, cases that you as a practitioner should be aware of. So with that, let's get started. Fraudulent transfer litigation continues to be one of the more important and controversial aspects of bankruptcy proceedings for several reasons. First, it involves large dollar amounts, and the litigation actually seeks to undo transactions or recover value that are years after the transactions occurred. The recoveries are an effective and readily available tool, not always that hard to bring. They can often be the sole means for recovery. And fraudulent transfer litigation is often hotly contested. The claims asserted often test the limits of the law, and that's why we have these rulings. So the first case I want to talk to you about is Janvey versus Golf Channel. And if you look at page 2 of your materials, that's where you'll find the discussion. Perhaps there's no other case locally that has been more closely followed or critiqued than the Janvey case. And what it addressed directly was the Ponzi scheme presumption. It clarified what's needed to show reasonably equivalent value under the Texas Uniform Fraudulent Transfer Act, TUFTA.